Now, Israel is planning to increase its forces in the occupied East Jerusalem al-Quds. The announcement has infuriated Palestinians living in the Flashpoint city. Tel Aviv wants to build 5 new police stations, with 1,200 officers to be deployed there. Palestinians are warned that there are already a large number of troops patrolling the city, and plans to increase their presence will make the situation worse. They say the move is expected to fuel fear among citizens who are already living under occupation. Tel Aviv has recently intensified its crackdown on Palestinians living across the occupied West Bank. Joining us via Skype is Kamel Hawash. He's the vice chair of the Palestine Solidarity Movement. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Hawash. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your opinion, if I may, on this increase of police stations and the number of officers to be deployed in East Jerusalem al-Quds. What is the aim over here?
Well, first of all, Israel shouldn't be in East Jerusalem. It's illegally occupied territory. So it shouldn't be a single soldier, a single settler, a single policeman. But in fact, what Israel did in 1967 was to decide unilaterally that it had annexed the eastern side of the city. And since then, it has been increasing the number of settlers, increasing its presence. Effectively, it is a form of entrenching the occupation. That's how the locals see it. I'm in Jerusalem at the moment, in East Jerusalem. They see this as further evidence that Israel has no intention of leaving East Jerusalem. On the contrary, it wants to install more cameras, it wants to install more police stations, and to add to the presence of the police that are already here. It's an act of entrenchment of the occupation, an act of deception, because it is claiming that this is both to help with security. Of course, this is security for non-Palestinian population, but it also says it is to provide services. Well, the best service it can provide is just to leave this part of the city.
Right now, Mr. Hawash, by doing this, isn't this going to just increase the tensions that are already there in the occupied Palestinian territories?
Well, I mean, Israel often talks about incitement by Palestinians, but in fact, this is the true incitement that we face. The occupation itself is incitement to hatred. When young Palestinian children begin to understand that there is a presence of a foreign army, a foreign police force on their land that controls every aspect of their lives, they grow up wondering why that is the case, why they can't be free, why they can't just go to the West Bank, why can't their brothers and sisters from the West Bank, cousins, come and visit them without having to go through a checkpoint that a foreign soldier who probably recently arrived from New York stands there, looks at their permits to see whether they're allowed in or out. So it is a form of incitement. Israel incites the Palestinians every day.
So you're saying this increase in security forces on the ground in East Jerusalem al-Quds is going to translate into an increased police presence, more checkpoints, more restrictions on Palestinians as a whole?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, as I say, the fundamental point is that they should not be here. This is illegally occupied territory. Everyone, including the United States, believes it is. So to increase your presence in an already occupied area is wrong. What the Israelis should be doing, and in fact, another important point is Israel doesn't allow even the Palestinian Authority, with all the problems that some people see with it, to have a presence in East Jerusalem. So it shut down many of the institutions that the Palestinians used to have in East Jerusalem, and instead now it's adding more flashpoints by adding more police stations and by bringing in more policemen. And I mean, let's be clear, we're not talking about disarmed policemen as you have in the UK. This is about heavily armed police, armed with everything you can think of. Only a couple of nights ago, I saw about 20 of them walking down, presumably going to arrest someone here in East Jerusalem. And it's a frightening sight for young kids to see and to grow up with. Their fellow Jewish Israelis across the border don't have to put up with that. Why should they?
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Kamel Hawash, the vice chair of Palestine Solidarity Campaign, joining us via Skype from Jerusalem al-Quds. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.